Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anthony, you really know when to pull that hour opener out. When I need a good chuckle, is Anthony Amphibious. What a legend. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are live at Care First Arena, where we are an hour and a half from tip-off between the Liberty and the Mystics. Warm-ups underway, players walking by. I thought it was miscommunication. We were talking about a bunch of different stuff with the Mystics PR staff and a bunch of different options, and unfortunately, we're not going to have Georgia anymore. I thought we were, but we were talking about something else, and long story short, we've just said, you know what? Next time. So we'll get everything squared away at a future date. So if you're looking forward to hearing from Georgia Amore, I was too, but that's not going to happen today. So what we're going to do over the next hour here is preview the NBA Finals, because it starts tonight. We haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, and it's the NBA Finals. Like, this is Zach Lowe does this thing every year on his podcast, Anthony, where he is like, hey, reminder. You know, we talk about all these trades. We talk about all this free agent stuff. We talk about contracts. We talk about all the drama and the behind the scenes and this and who's mad at who. This is why we play the games. The whole point of the NBA's existence is to decide the champion that will be decided in the next 4 to 7 games between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. And from a basketball standpoint, I cannot think of a more fun matchup that between, you know, one team from the East, one team from the West, with the possible exception of if the Celtics had stayed completely healthy. Healthy Porzingis, healthy Jaylen Brown, healthy Jason Tatum. That versus this Oklahoma City team, that would have been really fun. The Cavs would have been fun, but I think Oklahoma City probably runs over Cleveland. And they might run over Indiana. But this Indiana team presents a couple of unique problems and a couple of unique challenges, which is why they found themselves in this spot. They've been one of the best teams in the league since the All-Star break, and I am just beyond excited to watch these two teams go at it. And what I hope is a long series, but, you know, we'll see, because Oklahoma City is really, really good. Could be 4 or 5.
I'm excited too, man. I'm lost for words right now. That's how giddy I am right now for this finals matchup. But I'm not going to lie, like, when I think about initially when I was thinking about this series, I definitely did think I was looking at a Thunder sweep or a Thunder, you know, in five. But I got to give the Pacers some respect, and also just, like, look at who could be difference makers in this finals. And the fact that they don't have, like, just one single guy that, like, kills you, they have, you know, a plethora of guys. I think guys like Miles Turner or even Pascal Siakam, those two would be the two guys I'm looking at as potential X factors for this series. One, because Miles can, you know, pull Hartenstein away from the basket and really stretch. So that will allow people to get to the basket. So that's sort of kind of what I'm looking at. I think the guard play on both sides is going to be interesting to watch. But those bigs, Pascal Siakam and Miles Turner, I think those are the two X factors.
They've got to be. But I also think there's a chance. You talk about Hartenstein. We'll call him Josh.
Other. I don't know.
I don't know how much he's going to play in the series, because Oklahoma City has enough depth that they've got options that if it's just one big out on the floor, and we're treating Siakam as a small here, right? He's a wing. He's not power forward, bully ball Pascal Siakam, who will take, you know, I know he's skinny as a rail, but like he will take a smaller dude and be like, oh, you're going to stick that two guard on me? He's dead. I'm going to back him down underneath the rim and dunk on his head, or probably just lay the ball in. But, you know, if you're Oklahoma City and you've got Alex Caruso on the bench, why wouldn't you just start Caruso and be like, all right, fine. We've got SGA, we got Dort, we got Caruso for all your perimeter guys, and they're all going to be in a mess. And maybe we'll hide SGA on, you know, we'll hide SGA on Nembhard and hope that, you know, hey, if you want to put the ball in Andrew Nembhard's hands a ton and try to attack SGA, like, fine. It's out of Tyrese Halliburton's hands. But if I am Mark Daigneault and the Oklahoma City Thunder, for 48 minutes, Tyrese Halliburton is getting guarded by Alex Caruso or Lu Dort. Like, they've got other guys that are good defenders. Those two might be two of the five best perimeter defenders in the league. It's like them, Drew Holiday, pick a couple other guys. I would just make Caruso, or I would make Halliburton's life miserable in the way that Indiana did to Jalen Brunson in the last series. We're going to press you 48 feet, and you're just going to eat a defender the entire time. You're not going to be able to get out in transition. None of this nonsense where you're getting a free run off a made basket and you're getting, you know, fast break points off a make, nevertheless a miss. Like, if your job, if you're Lu Dort or Alex Caruso, your job is, even when you're on offense, have some tangential awareness of where Tyrese Halliburton is and do not let him start a fast break. And that's how I would treat it, is I would be trying to make sure that while I know the pace is going to be fast, I don't want Halliburton being the one to dictate it.
Yeah, but I feel like Rick Carlisle, and again, we talked about this, I think probably Monday, when we found out the Pacers were going to the finals. But Rick Carlisle, like, I think the coaching experience in this series will come into play. And I think Rick Carlisle probably understands what the Thunder are going to try to do to Tyrese. So he's going to probably have Pascal bringing up the ball, Nembhard bringing up the ball, maybe even Nesmith to, you know, combat what the Thunder do best and you know, take some of the stress off of Tyrese Halliburton.
But the question I would have in reverse is, like, yes, less stress on Halliburton is good, but is the ball in other people's hands good? Like, that's the rub, to use that term again, is, okay, fine, you're taking the ball out of Tyrese Halliburton's hands because you don't want to get him pressed 94 feet. How do you get the ball back in his hands? And ultimately, the best thing is just him having the ball moving quickly. And so how do you recreate that? And maybe it is moving him off the ball and trying to get him moving off some DHOs, dribble handoffs, trying to get him moving off some pin-down screens, trying to get him to move in different places where he can get the ball going downhill and kind of create, let's call it, a secondary break type of situation. I think all of that is on the table as possibilities, but this Indiana team, part of what's made them great is they have a distinct point of view. They have distinct, identity pieces, and Tyrese Halliburton getting the ball and going is maybe the strongest identity piece that they have. And so when you've got the ball pressure that Caruso puts on you, when you've got the ball pressure, the Dortcher chamber that Lu Dort has, how does that play into what has made Indiana excellent in this series? I think the other interesting thing, though, is some of the unique ways that that Oklahoma City plays and makes your life miserable as a defense might not apply for Indiana, because I think they've got some unique pieces that can allow them to unlock a defense that basically no one has been able to unlock the entire season. Your thoughts on the NBA Finals, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're talking about it more next here on The Hoffman Show. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa Chicken. How you want it at Wawa with customizable, roasted, and crispy chicken sandwiches. It's The Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. We're live at Care First Arena, so if you hear a ruckus in the background, don't worry. It's just DJ Heat spinning the best that she's got. So we're live tonight. 7:30 is the tip-off time between the Mystics and the Liberty. So we will actually, Anthony, do we have that game live on our air tonight? I think we actually do, even though it's co-streaming on Amazon. You want to take a quick peek at that real quick? Maybe?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. So you can get that there. So we will have that tonight. Let's see, about an hour 15 from now, Commissioner's Cup action. We'll preview it coming up at 6:30. But continuing to talk about the NBA Finals, which also begin tonight, 8:30 on ABC. The Indiana Pacers present something that just not a lot of teams do. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday on the show, which is against most teams, you can hide a, I don't want to necessarily say just hide a bad defender, which, you know, you can. Teams have done that forever. You know, you find the one guy who's not really that much of a threat offensively, he's not super involved in the offense, and they can go play patty cake in the corner, right? But if you think about a team like the Pacers, they have five players who can pass, dribble, shoot, create. They're constantly in motion. And so because of that, you don't have anywhere to hide a defender. And more so than just you don't have anywhere to hide a defender, you have some pieces such as Miles Turner or Thomas Bryant that are bigs that can pull the opposing team's big away from the rim. So if you have Chet Holmgren, right, who is – for as mobile as Chet is offensively, for as well as he moves around, for as comfortable as he is offensively on the perimeter, he's not a guy that is actually a great, like, switchable defender, right? He is best when he can hang out by the rim, be long and athletic, and swat your shot into next week. And so what happens when he's got to go guard Miles Turner in the corner? What kind of lanes does that open up? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the defender that the Thunder hide to the largest extent. What happens when they put him in a million ball screens? Because, okay, Aaron Nesmith, that's where you're going to try to hide him? Just a spot-up shooter? Well, it turns out he's not just a spot-up shooter. We can set him as a screener and get him involved in pick-and-roll that way, or we can put the ball in his hands and get him involved in pick-and-roll that way. And we're going to try to get where SGA has to switch, like, they'll run, I would assume, a ton of guard-guard pick-and-rolls where, okay, who's SGA guarding? Now that player, whether it's the ball handler or the screener, is in action with Tyrese Halliburton, and you get Tyrese to get the switch, whether as he's got the ball or you just have him, you know, kind of hold on the screen, get that switch. Now you pop out, get the ball, and we're good. Now, not to get too deep into the weeds here, but Oklahoma City is very good at pre-switching things. Oh, you're going to try to get SGA involved? Well, we're going to bring up that guy and pick and roll? Nope. We're going to switch that defender, and SGA is just going to hang out in the paint or hang out in the corner, no matter who's in the corner. We're going to have Chet Holmgren switch, no matter who is in the corner. Like, there's just so many different ways that you're going to see this chess match if you're paying attention for it. But Indiana at least presents those challenges in a much larger way than other teams do in the NBA, where there is always typically some level of weak link.
Yeah, and I would agree. And I think, I mean, I would just sing the praises of the Thunder just because, again, all season long, they've been the best team in the NBA. Led by Shai. We've seen, you know, dramatic improvement by Chet Holmgren. We've seen guys buy in with Jalen Williams. And I think the thing that makes me, you know, so enamored with the team itself is the fact they all know who, you know, their leader, who their best player is, and they don't, you know, try to go outside of their roles kind of thing. I think when you look at, you know, the other big threes, when you had KD, you had James Harden, you had Russell Westbrook, you know, it was sort of kind of, all right, you get the ball, you do what you do, you get the ball, you do what you do. There was no, like, cohesive, you know, I mean, I guess there was some cohesion, but there was no, all right, KD's the best player, and then, you know, everybody else play their roles kind of thing.
No, Russell Westbrook has never been convinced he's not the best basketball player on any floor he's been in on his entire life.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, when James and Russ were there, they had a tough time, you know, just yielding to him. And it was sort of kind of because Kevin Durant didn't, you know, demand it, or he wasn't demonstrative in saying it. So I think with this team, they understand Shai is their guy. They're going to, you know, follow behind him. And it's worked wonders for them. Jalen Williams has had a phenomenal year. He's NBA All-Third Team, and he also ended up on the NBA All-Defensive Team. So I think the fact that you have that being a role player, like understanding his role, I think is really what is so impressive about this team.
Yeah, for sure. There was a great piece in The Athletic today by John Hollinger, who formerly at ESPN was with the Grizzlies for a little bit, now writes for The Athletic. And John wrote about Sam Presti and how Presti's first team that he built, the Durant, Westbrook, Harden team, and the way that they did that, was much more just a collection of talent than it was something that was true to what he would call, like, Presti ball, right? Sam Presti, for those that don't know, the Oklahoma City Thunder general manager, was born and raised, if you will, within the San Antonio Spurs system. He was a 23-year-old who got an internship and then ultimately got a job and rose very quickly in the San Antonio organization. And by the age of 29, got the Seattle Supersonics, soon to be Oklahoma City Thunder, a general manager's job. And with that came a ton of draft capital because he immediately had the second pick, and he traded Ray Allen and got the fifth pick, took Kevin Durant and Jeff Green. Then the next year, they're still bad. They take Westbrook. The next year, they take Harden. And so they have these three players that are unbelievably talented. Two picks, by the way, in Harden and Westbrook that people were kind of like, ah, you sure? At the time, like, they weren't the consensus guys at those draft slots. And obviously they were correct. They both were future MVPs. He drafted three future MVPs in a row with his first or three of his first four draft picks. That's crazy. That's bananas. And so that team was so talented that obviously they were going to go far. But this team, which was built on the back of the Westbrook and Paul George trades, this team is built much more in the selfless San Antonio style, where the star has no or as little ego as you can find in an NBA superstar. And that was an interesting part of Hollinger's piece, on top of the insight into Presti. Was Hollinger was still with Memphis, and they had like the fourth pick the year that SGA came out. And so he did a full scouting report on him, and he's like, there hasn't been a player since Tim Duncan who was as like well revered from a character side. Obviously, the Grizzlies should have taken Shai, as should have every other team that passed on Gilgeous Alexander in terms of what he would become as a player. But from a character standpoint, he was a very, very, very known commodity. And it was very, very known that he was this, like, A++++ selfless kind of guy. And if you know the guy can become a superstar, well, then you obviously would take him. They didn't know that part. But because they get Shai in this trade for Paul George, and he develops into this, and now he is their centerpiece, like you said, he's so much easier to follow. And he is so adaptable, and the guy, and they put a real focus, and this should sound like good thing to Wizards fans, by the way, not only because it sounds similar philosophically, but one of the guys who was helping construct this team was Will Dawkins, who is now here. But if you were looking at this purely from the Oklahoma City side, the character of the collective means that all the individual pieces rise in a way that's really, you know, in a sporting sense, beautiful. And it's very similar to, if you want to put a different local spin on it, it's what the Magic of the Commanders was last year. Let's take some guys that are really, really talented, Jaden Daniels, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, surround them with like-minded people, and have the best possible output from every single piece, because our culture, our locker room, the way we go about our business is fully agreed upon, and we are all always rowing in the same direction. And so it's a really, really special team. But Indiana has a lot of the similar characteristics. Kevin Pritchard is the general manager, or the team builder. I think he's team president in Indianapolis, in Indiana, and he's one of the best of the last decade and a half, too. And ironically, they were both in the Pacific Northwest, because Pritchard was with Portland for a long time. Like, the multiple years of Portland winning, first Brandon Roy, and then LaMarcus Aldridge, and then having to switch off of Roy because his knee deteriorated, and going to Damian Lillard. Like, Kevin Pritchard built those teams, and then he left, and the Blazers have been in purgatory or hell ever since. So, like, a good GM matters a ton. And these two teams are incredibly well built because the general managers are exceptional. And that, I think, is a lesson in this new NBA, where it's going to become even more important as a team building position because of the aprons and the salary cap restrictions. Your scouting becomes really important. And making sure that you get the most and you develop these players, you get the most out of all the pieces. Like, I think this is the new model of the new NBA, even if it's not going to result in some of the dynasties that we've seen. Because, you know, like, Hollinger, the one thing I disagreed with in Hollinger's piece is that, you know, this team, this Oklahoma City team, is set up to be dynastic in the way the Spurs were, or even better than the Spurs, the Warriors, because they're so young and they're so good. But those franchises at that time didn't have the team-building restrictions that this one does. Because in 3 years, they're going to have paid Shai the super-duper max. They're going to have to pay Jalen Williams a crazy amount of money. Chet's going to want a max deal. Like, how Presti handles this trio will define the next decade of the Thunder. Remember, the last time he had this much talent with the three of them, he kind of botched the Harden trade. He got like 5 cents on the dollar. So, are they the favorites? Yes. Are they set up? Would I rather be the Thunder than anyone else, because they also have a zillion draft picks in the next couple of years? Yes, absolutely. But this is going to put the new team-building stuff to the test, and it's going to be really fun to watch Sam Presti operate through all that. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we'll take a quick minute to preview the game that we're at, the Mystics and Liberty, setting to go 56 minutes now on the clock. About an hour until tip-off here on the Team 980. And then before we go, we will make our NBA Finals official predictions here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation. The love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. We are at Capital. Nope, we're not at Capital One Arena. Dang it. Almost made it through the entire show, Anthony. Almost did mess it up. We're at Care First Arena, formerly the Entertainment Sports Arena, of course, in Southeast D.C. We're home to the Washington Mystics tonight. They are taking on the New York Liberty. 51-34, 33-32 on the clock before intros and all that kind of stuff. Tip-off just after 7:30 on Monumental Sports Network, Amazon Prime, and you can catch it right here on the Team 980. The Mystics in a bit of a bummer the other night. I mean, a real opportunity against Indiana and unfortunately did not go great. They lost that game as Indiana's been struggling a little bit without Caitlin Clark. They were on a three-game losing streak that started with the game in Baltimore against the Mystics, but just couldn't get enough shots, couldn't get enough stops, and that's the bad news. The good news is the pieces of this team that are supposed to be, you know, encouraging are really encouraging. About 12 feet from us right now is Kiki Arifin, who is signing some autographs on her way in from her warm-up. And I was like, am I going to say her name and then she's going to come sit at the table? No, she's saying hi to our old friend Ava Wallace, who's here, Anthony, making a special appearance. Of course, used to cover the Mystics and the Wizards, and now is doing a great podcast for the Washington Post. But Kiki named Rookie of the Month. This is so awkward because she is basically within earshot, and I feel like I'm talking about her like she's not here, Anthony. I need you to say something. Say something nice about Kiki Arifin, even though she can't hear you. She doesn't have headphones. She's paying attention to the conversation with Ava.
Hey, look, shout out to Kiki for winning Rookie of the Month. That was huge.
Okay, now she's far enough away that I don't think she's within earshot anymore. Now I'm going to keep saying nice things about her because she's crushing it. I believe she's got 7 or 8 double-doubles, which has never been done before in the first whatever number it is games in the WNBA. You know, she is and I think the thing that's most impressive about watching, and, you know, Sony's about to walk by too after she signs a few autographs. The thing about both of them, but really Kiki offensively in the last, I would say, 2 to 3 games has taken an even bigger leap, is how assertive she is. Like, I think these two have realized, and whether they've realized it or they were told this, we can find out. I'll have to ask a coach or someone to get a little more insight. But they realize this team needs them offensively, which we talked about a couple weeks ago is going to mean some very interesting stretches of basketball as the season goes on, because when you have rookies in this league, they're going to hit cold stretches. But so far, they've been incredibly consistent, and they've been unafraid to take shots. And for two players that have played complementary roles in college, obviously Citron with Hidalgo and Miles at Notre Dame, and then, you know, for Kiki with both Cam Brink and then especially last year with Juju, like, to just come in and be like, all right, this is who we are, this is what we're capable of, let's just keep on playing basketball, has been tremendously impressive and will eventually lead to, I think, a lot of winning for this franchise.
Yeah, and I think when you say the rookies understand that, you know, we need their scoring prowess, we got to also understand, like, Kiki, when she was at Stanford, was the number one option. When she went to USC, it wasn't – I mean, she might have taken a bit of a backseat, but her and Juju were still, you know, one and two kind of thing. So I think these are roles that, you know, they're familiar with, and it's just more so, you know, adjusting to this new league that they're in. And I think those first couple of games, you know, they got their feet wet, and now I think they understand, like, all right, they understand their role kind of thing, and, you know, we need them to be aggressive. But I think what Kiki's done so far is it's pretty cool, just because the fact that she's finishing around the basket, rebounding extremely well, I think these are signs that, like, we want to see as fans. And even if we're not, you know, necessarily winning, we're at least taking strides And, you know, making progress.
That starting unit is playing winning basketball, which brings us to, like, the next thing for this team is, like, they've got to now, okay, I don't think they anticipated starting Shakir Austin and Ilya Edwards necessarily on the bench and starting Kiki, but those two were hurt at the beginning of the year. Kiki's rolling. Why mess up a good thing? And if that's the case, like, how do you then get the other two going? Because it does feel like Edwards and Austin have had a little bit of trouble finding a rhythm. And if they can solve that, now you've got two really good scoring options off the bench. And, like, Kira's been way more up and down, where Aaliyah's just kind of, I think, in a bit of a rut. She hasn't really found a stride at all. But I think that if you are looking at Shakira, like, she's had the 20-point outing already this year. How do you get that on a consistent basis? And I know, you know, Kareem Copeland was stopped by earlier, and he had some interesting conversations this morning, and you know, you should definitely read his work on this. But, you know, he talked to Sidney Johnson, and Sidney Johnson, you know, was saying, like, hey, Shakira and Aaliyah, they're not on a minutes restriction, but we are saying, like, we want to make sure they're here for the long term. You don't want to overload them. And so how do you balance? We are trying to make sure that we have our best in the back half of the season with we need to get them going right now because they're you know, we're in it and these games matter too. I think that's the hard thing if you're Sidney Johnson. That's the hard thing if you're those players who were probably not used to coming off the bench ever in their lives. Maybe Aaliyah did early on in her career at UConn. I'd have to go back and double check, but certainly Shakira probably has never been in a position or a program where she's come off the bench. And so how do you find the rhythm? How do you develop a new routine? Like, these are the things you have to do in this league. And doing them against the New York Liberty is so tough because they are as good as anybody. It's them and the Lynx and then everybody else. And you're just – I mean, I'm in the tunnel, Anthony, so, like, everyone's literally walking by me as they go out to warm up. And, like, the size of the Liberty you have is crazy. Like, Leone Phoebus just walked by. She's a legit 6'2". Like, they get – it is – like, you – they are an all off the – like, you know, we talk about in football, like, oh, that dude just won us the game when he got off the bus. Mm-hmm. The New York Liberty are a bit of an off-the-bus team, except for they also get on the court and they do real damage too, so – going to be a fun matchup tonight. We'll see if the Mystics, who have played the Liberty already this season and would have played them fairly close had they not missed a bunch of layups, if they can, which something that happens against a bigger team, we'll see what they can give tonight. All right, that game an hour from now here on the Team 980. When we get back, we make our NBA Finals picks, but first a look at what's trending. It's finally happening. Aaron Rodgers is signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers, the former Packers and Jets quarterback, signing a one-year deal. When he gets to Pittsburgh next week, he'll sign and then participate in the mandatory mini camp. We'll see if Terry McLaurin is in Washington for the mandatory mini camp next week. McLaurin has apparently become frustrated or upset, something along those lines, with the state of the contract negotiations, according to Fox Sports' Jordan Schultz. Nats underway in about 2 minutes at Nats Park against the Chicago Cubs, trying to win that series. And then, as mentioned, tonight here at Care First Arena, Mystics and Liberty. That is a 7:30 tip. That's what's trending. I'm Craig Hoffman on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Zoffman Show wrapping up here on the Team 980. Ben, get out of the way in the background if you're streaming on YouTube. Just back there dribbling a basketball, being distracting.
You know why Ben is here?
Why is Ben here?
He's doing the Mrs. game.
Oh, okay. Well, the Mystics game is here on the Team 980 coming up at 7:30. But that, as much as I am excited, I mean, I'm here. I'm going to be at this one, and I will watch the NBA Finals game back tomorrow. I think it's safe to say, because a championship is going to start to be decided tonight, that's the most important game on the docket. Anthony, it is prediction time. Who you got and why in the NBA Finals?
Is it tonight or is it the entire series?
Yes.
So both?
Yes. Okay. Who do you got tonight? Who you got in the series?
All right. So tonight I have the Oklahoma City Thunder winning game one. It is very hard to win down there in Oklahoma City. So I think game one, I'm definitely going.
Pop quiz. What's the name of the arena in Oklahoma City?
The thing is, the game is up on my TV right now. Oh, Mid-First Brand.
No, it's the Paycom. I believe, unless Google was wrong earlier when I looked, it's the Paycom Center. I didn't know until an hour ago. I've been to that building multiple times, in fact.
Yeah, I had no idea. I'm one of those guys that if you ask me a stadium or an arena, I'll do very bad.
It used to be a lot easier because they used to not change. It feels like every two seconds. So there's that. But yeah, it is Paycom Center. Anyway, yeah, it is incredibly hard to win there. My good friend Kevin Brown, play-by-play voice of the Orioles, has been in that area because he also calls the College World Series, the Women's College World Series softball on ESPN. And so it was the clincher. The clincher against Minnesota was when they won by a million, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that game. He actually got to go. He got a ticket. And he's like, he was texting me and my buddy Alex, who we have our group chat, which has been mentioned many times on the show, but he's texting the group chat and it's just like, this is crazy. Like, this is one of the best atmospheres I've ever been in. And Kevin calls college basketball for ESPN as well. So like, he's been around a lot of really electric basketball arenas.
That's
and he's like,
I've heard is compared to a college basketball arena.
Well, it is, because the thing about Oklahoma City is Oklahoma City and Norman are like 20 minutes apart. Norman, where the University of Oklahoma is. And it is very much a college sports town. So unlike the more corporate, urban fan base, right? Like, Oklahoma City is a real city. Like, there are skyscrapers and the whole deal. Like, when they do the shots that you see with the skyscrapers, those aren't fake. It's a real city. But it's the 47th biggest city in America. It is not a town of industry and banking and or whatever. Like, even a Charlotte is like a banking city. New York City is an everything city. D.C. is an everything city. Chicago, L.A. So, like, the smaller you get, the more small town it's going to feel. Indiana's got similar. Like, Indiana's a pretty big city relative to Oklahoma City, but it's not New York. It's like, Indianapolis and Oklahoma City are more similar than Indianapolis and L.A. And I don't just mean, like, stylistically. I mean in size and scope. And so, in Oklahoma City, this incredibly unique market that probably, frankly, shouldn't have a basketball team, but that goes back to that the fact that David Stern basically let Clay Bennett, the owner of the Thunder, steal the Supersonics. That was ridiculous. But they have handled it very well. They're they have provided incredible support, and it is very college because the most of those fans' favorite team is the Oklahoma Sooners, and they follow it, and it's not split between other, you know, pro teams either. There's no NFL team. There's no MLB team. There is a AAA baseball team there. I don't know why I know so much about Oklahoma City, but there is a AAA baseball team there, and so the fervor is very, very, very college sports, and they have the matching T-shirts and just the whole thing. It is loud. It is hard to play there. Indiana, if they're going to win the series, has to win a game there, and it has to be one of the first two. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be. But if they come out of this first two with it 1-1, they go home with a shot. If it's 2-0 and you got to now beat them 4 out of 5 and they lost like 14 games all year, good luck, bro. Like, it's just too tall of a task. So I don't know whether it's tonight or they steal a game one in the same way that they stole one in New York. Obviously, they stole both in New York in that series. But they've got to get one of the two. And I think the key for Indiana, if they're going to have this go longer than five, frankly, is can you figure, if not straight out win tonight, can you figure something out tonight that gives you an advantage in game two that maybe Oklahoma City adjusts in game three? But if you got to do enough tonight that you can go into game two feeling confident, feeling like you found something, and then maybe you can extend this series. If not, I think we're looking at a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. I think Oklahoma City's that good. Ultimately, I think Indiana can do it. I think my official prediction, Anthony, is Oklahoma City in five. My heart and some part of my head says Oklahoma City in six, though, and that Indiana really gives this a valiant shot. And there is a moment of tension in this series for the Thunder.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go OKC 6. I was leaning heavily with 4-5, but I respect the Pacers, man.
I'm secretly rooting for them.
I kind of
think when the ball goes up tonight, I'll be rooting for the Pacers. But part of that is I'm rooting for the Pacers so that we get a longer series, but yeah, I want Oklahoma City to win at the end, right? It's not that I actually want the Pacers to win the series. I just want them to. I don't want to sweep. I'm not ready for the NBA season to be over.
Yeah, me either, man.
And for no other reason, then what are we going to talk about?
Baseball.
Incorrect. It's time for Real Things Real People Said into real microphones. All right, we have 55 seconds left in the show. Do we have anything that we can play in that 55 seconds, Anthony?
Let me check the other photo because what we currently have now.
We have things that are too long. Well darn. We spent too much time talking about real sports that our silly little segment at the end of our show is just going to be me talking and killing time.
We didn't have anything, that's right, man.
Awesome. I mean, we could play the Tyrese Haliburton thing from yesterday again. That's like 7 seconds long.
All right, give me 2 seconds.
Here is Tyrese Haliburton after winning the Eastern Conference Finals. You heard it yesterday, but one more time.
You know what it is. Stephen A., Salome, have it your way. Patience is sick.
The have it your way is too funny. Just Burger King slogan. Why not? All right, that's our show. We'll recap game one tomorrow here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.